Lights are flashing, cars are crashing, getting frequent now. I've got the spirit, lose a feeling, let it out somehow.
That was a good set.
So good, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a fun one. That was that last song there was, of course, Joy Division off their phenomenal album, Unknown Pleasures. And it was the first track off that album. Came out in 1979,
wow.
Disclosure. And Joy Division obviously became New Order.
Yep.
After he tragically took his life. Mm. But amazing band, nonetheless. Mm. And one of those where they made depressing songs and were depressed. Usually, usually the upbeat bands are playing the depressed songs and they're totally fine, but it's the other way around with him. Yeah. It was really sad. But yeah, phenomenal stuff there. Joy Division. Disclosure from 1979's Unknown Pleasures. Sorry about the false start there in the middle. I played one song, but I wanted to play the other one first. So I went back and did it anyway because it's my show, and our show, and we can do that when we want.
You can do what you want to.
It was Jungle. You were right. I saw you in the chat room, Lovey. Phenomenal.
So good.
They're so good live. If you haven't seen them.
So phenomenal live. The energy is seriously unreal.
Even if you don't know their music, if you see them coming to your town, you should go see them because they're just so fun live. They're from England. A bit of an ensemble. There's a lot of them on stage.
There's a good crew of them on stage.
And they're basically just having a party, but it's you're having the party with them. It's amazing.
It's kind of like a Groove Armada vibe in the sense that there's that many of them when they're up on stage, but it's so much fun.
It's a real party. Yeah, so that was off their 2021 album, Loving in Stereo. We saw them actually touring that album a couple years ago. And the tracks you heard were off the first side, Back to Back, Keep Moving, and All of the Time by Jungle off Loving in Stereo. And we kick things off with the phenomenal Waylon Jennings with his big hit, Good Hearted Woman. He played in Austin in 1984. It took them a long time to get him there, which is crazy when you think about it. Let me find it. Actually, I've got a really good story about it. Lovey, you want to say hi to people?
Well, I can say hi while he gets his story ready. So Waylon Jennings definitely takes me back to like growing up years because I feel like, I mean, Pop's definitely liked Waylon Jennings, but I feel like that was more of a Gene Sokol kind of tune.
Yeah.
He was definitely a Waylon fan. So a lot of driving up to either Tahoe or to the Aptos weekend.
Listen to the Highwaymen. I imagine you probably listened to a lot of the Highwaymen and a lot of the supergroup with the Traveling Wilburys.
Oh, a lot of Traveling Wilburys. Yeah. Also, a lot of Alabama.
Interesting.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
So this is on the back of the album we were listening to. It's live in Austin, Texas. The whole album is phenomenal. Austin City Limits with Waylon Jennings. And this is what it says on the back. Looking back, why did it take 10 years to finally lure Waylon Jennings to the Austin City Limits stage for his first performance? Like everything else about the man, he did things his own way, when he was damn good and ready. Maybe it had something to do with that other Texas singer, that redheaded stranger who shook things up in Austin and country music in general. Waylon wasn't sure what the fuss was all about. As he sang, it don't matter who's in Austin, Bob Wills is still the king. As fate would have it, Waylon was booked to play the Austin Aquafest, a precursor of sorts to today's Austin City Limits Music Festival, on August 6th, 1984. After weeks of pushing, cajoling, arm-twisting, and pleading, the deal was set. Waylon would stay over to do our show the next day. The only twist was that the taping had to take place at 11 a.m., as opposed to the typical nighttime. There was a mad scramble to compress our usual 12-hour day into three, but there was no problem filling the house with rabid fans. Alas, no free beer that early in the day. When Huss hit the stage with the Wailers, it might as well have been midnight in a Texas roadhouse for all anybody could tell. The legendary Ralph Mooney added his signature edgy touch on pedal steel guitar. Waylon never took much to the Outlaw label, although he looked and acted every bit of the part. But his insistence on artistic control, recording with his own band, and writing or choosing his own songs blazed a trail for many younger artists to follow. The band rocked through songs in rapid-fire succession. Waylon was on a roll, beaming and joking with the band and the audience. He was in rare form that Tuesday morning. That was Terry Lacona, the producer of Austin Cinemas. What's up? I'm so glad you're listening to me.
I'm sorry. I was, but then I got sidetracked because we got a text from our lovely neighbors, DJ Jen and DJ Nathan, because she's been texting or talking to herself for the last hour because apparently the chat on the app is not synced with the mobile or the desktop. So she's been talking to us here and nobody's, we have not been responding because we have not been seeing it. So she's been, we have like a whole stream, Giants, 6-5 in the seventh, Giant, like she's been like literally giving us play by plays, but we have not been seeing it. She's like, I've been talking to no one for the last hour.
And I just told her that the chat in the room in the app doesn't work.
Yes. Anyway, thank you, DJ Jen. We're so sorry. Obviously, there's a bit of a disconnect between the two versions. So,
well, DJ Jen and know-it-all Nathan and Original Brewer, this next block is for you. I'm going to play three songs in a row off the same album.
Oh.
That's right. One artist.
Okay.
Three songs. I might play a song at the end just to mix it up. But we're going to do three in a row from the same album, Side A.
Okay.
Side A of this album, tracks 1, 2, and 3. We're still on the letter J, people.
Oh, geez. All right. Toodles.
Oh, that's guaranteed. You can feel the cushions, but you can't have a seat. You can dip your foot in the pool, but you can't have a swim. You can feel the punishment, but you can't commit to sin. And you want her, and she wants you.
Why? 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 Why?
So good. Howard Jones, triple,
followed by Michael Jackson.
I mean, and then Michael Jackson, of course. But
I did the Howard Jones triple for you, Lovey. Yeah, it's a good album.
So good.
I never heard that version of No One Is to Blame. It's the album version. I actually like it more than the single he released.
It's really good. It's just a little slower.
It's slower and it's more personal. I liked it a lot. So yeah, that was, we kick things off with Things Can Only Get Better. By Howard Jones from Dream Into Action from 1985. I just picked it up. I've been wanting to get it for a long time. Obviously, we stream it all the time, but I wanted to own it on vinyl.
Yeah.
And I managed to find it for $5, which was awesome.
Yeah.
And the first three tracks off Side A are just phenomenal. It's like a greatest hits album.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, from Dream Into Action, we heard the first three tracks, Things Can Only Get Better, Life in One Day, and No One Is to Blame, all by Howard Jones, came out in 1985.
He's a genius.
And we saw him not that long ago.
Yeah.
We saw him a few years ago. Was it pre-COVID? It must have been pre-COVID, I think.
Yeah, at the Mountain Winery.
But it was right before, maybe 2018.
Mm-hmm.
So that came out in 85, and we saw him in 2018 doing all those songs at the Mountain Winery with a bunch of other 80s bands.
Yes.
And he was easily the standout. They had the lead singer from Erasure, who was a bit of a diva. I wasn't a big fan, actually. I thought he was great when he was singing, but he was such a diva in between songs.
He was.
Bit of a bitch, actually. But then there was some great stuff, but Howard Jones was really the highlight.
Oh,
I was really blown away with how good he was.
So good.
And in that Michael Jackson album, Thriller, from 1982, that is actually the original picture disc.
I can't believe that it has a picture on there.
DJ Grandma bought it. It's on the one side, he's wearing the white suit, and that was the side you heard, where he's kind of leaning back and like George Costanza in Seinfeld when he's lying on the couch, the chaise long. And then on the other side, he's wearing this like brown, what was that, member's jacket, right? The member's jacket, yeah.
Oh, yeah, members
he's,
only.
Yeah, members only. He's wearing that on the other side with sunglasses. And it was Human Nature, one of my favorite Michael Jackson songs of all time, from 1982. You're listening to ES Beats. We are here every Saturday from 2 till 4, and this year we're trying to do all of our vinyl for you. We're going through the letters of the alphabet. We've listened to I.
Yeah.
We started with A, obviously, and we've gone all the way to J.
Yeah.
We've just finished J, everyone.
So now we're
that was
K.
The end of J.
Wow, so we have 30 minutes for K?
We've got 30 minutes for K.
All right.
And we're going a little bit over if we have to. I'm sure everyone would love that.
Because that's how we roll.
Because I finally get to play one of the greatest bands of all time.
Okay.
They really are. And they're very underrated, I think. I think the people that love them know how good they are, but not a lot of people. I believe that this band is better than Rolling Stones. I really do.
Oh?
For me, it's Led Zeppelin, then the Beatles, then this band, then the Stones. No, actually, no, I put Pink Floyd before this. Stones too.
Okay.
But this is one of the best bands of all time. And so we're going to hear a couple from them. We actually, you know what? Let's just listen to three from the Kinks.
Toodles. back, everybody. You're listening to ES Beats, Transmissions from the Mission in the heart of San Francisco.
Do you know who that was that we were just singing?
And no, I don't.
Did you like it?
Not really.
Yeah, because it was Carole King.
Oh, that would be why. It felt a little...
No, she was still rocking, though.
Yeah.
Like, it was before she got, like, all navel-gazy.
Yeah.
It was her first ever album called Writer. It was the first track off her very first album called Writer. And it was the album. The track is called, Spaceship Racers. Yeah, Spaceship Racers came out in 1970, May of 1970. And not, like, 7 months later, she came out with Tapestry. Which was the album that
blew her up,
put her on the map.
Yeah,
but we own the album before that, Writer, her first album.
Oh wow!
I think Uncle Mike might have given us this one, and it's an original pressing. It's phenomenal. It's a little crackly, but I've got that spray and it worked.
Yes, which we learned from the Royal Cuckoo.
Yeah, Royal Cuckoo's got this record, the vinyl spray. They play records there every night. We were there and he was spraying it with something. I was like, what are you using there? So very excited that I've discovered it, got it, and now we're using it. And it makes our albums sound a little better.
Yeah.
That Michael Jackson album we heard earlier was an original print, like I said. And I was surprised we didn't get a skip there at all.
No.
We got a skip on the Bad album, which was mine, and I really played that. Well, to death, and I was a teenager, you know, so you kind of scratch your
own. Weren't handling it real well.
Yeah.
Understandable.
But we kicked that block off with The Kinks, the one and only The Kinks, phenomenal stuff. I just discovered they've come out with this sequence of albums. There's three double albums, and they're called The Journey. The Journey Part 1, The Journey Part 2, and Journey Part 3, and I bought Journey Part 1, which is what you were listening to. We had You Really Got Me, All Day and All of the Night, and then Strangers. And give me 1 second.
Okay. He's going to look at something, y'all. I think he's going to grab the album.
So it comes with double vinyl, and it was handpicked by the band, which I love.
Oh.
And so side one, so there's four sides. There's two. It's a double vinyl album.
Right.
And there's three of them, so there's six total albums.
Full
and I need to get the other two.
Okay, yeah.
But they were handpicked by the band deliberately, and some of them it's in a recording you've never heard before. It's a different version. It's one from the studio that they brought with them.
Mm-hmm.
But that side one, the first two tracks on the whole thing are "You Really Got Me" and "All Day and All of the Night." And so side one is songs about becoming a man, the search for adventure, finding an identity, and a girl.
Mm.
And then side two of that is songs of ambition achieved, the bitter taste of success, loss of friends, the past comes back and bites you in the backside. And then side three, which Strangers is on, that we played, which I love. It came out in 1970. So just so you know, You Really Got Me in All Day of the Night and All Day and All of the Night were 1964. Strangers was 1970. And that's on side three, which is Days and Nights of a Lost Soul, songs of regret and reflection of happier times.
Oh.
And then the last side, side four, which does have Waterloo Sunset on it, is A New Start, A New Love, But Have You Really Changed? Still haunted by the quest and the girl. I just love that they were handpicked by the band, and I want to get the other two for that reason.
That is cool.
And there's some really great photos in there, and it's a real historical.
That's one you just bought, right?
Yeah, it's just wonderful.
My goodness. Well, I know DJ Grandma was excited to hear.
Just wonderful. Well, we don't have much time left, people, but we're on the case.
Yeah.
So let's go to
the case.
We'll listen to some live music first.
Okay.
We're going to listen to a lot of live music here at the end.
Oh, all right.
By the same band.
Okay.
We're going to kick it off with this one.
Okay.
We're going to go to someone else, then we're going to go back to these guys.
Okay. Toodles.
I think. Maybe. Here we go.
Testing.
This was recorded live in 2004.
Oh.
stepping on some toes. Scream your name till the lights go out, and they'll feed you to the wolves. It's hard to say who you'll be when they let those big red curtains close. You know this, 'cause you told me so. I bet you forgot black heels in the summertime. That's bad cooking, though you'd be polite. Honey, now you got a look that I don't recognize. You pulled me aside and you said, to know me is to hate me, is to hate what I've become. Is to watch me as I'm falling from that ladder's last rung. Is to feel that like a secret you can't keep, and I'm not the way I was. I'm not the way I was. Are you tethered in your doubt? If you breathed it into this medicine that you cannot live without. Yes, you came back home a fucking alien, and we're stuck here on the ground. Call your mom back in before the high comes down. 'Cause you forgot black heels in the summertime. Dirt road smoking on a Friday night. Honey, now you got a look that I don't recognize. You pulled me aside and you said, to know me is to hate me, is to hate what I've become. Is to watch me as I'm falling from that that is past strong. Is to feel bad like a secret you can't keep, and I'm not the way I was. I'm not the way I was. But to feel it, to see it, the look in all their eyes. Is to breathe it, to be in the good grace of that God light. Is to have it in your hands, the one thing you wanted all your life. It's all mine. It's a hole I can't fill, it's a curse I can't breathe, and I gave my soul to it, and I can't. Grace of this God light is to have it in your hands. The one thing I wanted all my life, it's all mine.
We've had such a good time. Please pour your hearts out and sing along to this next one. I think you might know it.